name is Anna Bennett. I am in the senior high group of CUMC. Please stand as we read the word of the Lord. First Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thank you. Please be seated.
Well, as I said earlier, my name is Ethan Watt, and I have been the youth pastor here for around 5 months. And it was really, really something. Bob called me a while back and said, "Hey, we're looking for a youth pastor." And here I was thinking, "How in the world is a church hiring a youth pastor in the middle of COVID?" I was like, "That's very." Very interesting, because I don't think a whole lot of churches would be able to do that during the time. And so I thought, whoa, this church must actually have some good people at it, some awesome people. And so I'm very thankful to be here, and I'm very thankful that all of you all are here today. And today's message is actually about honor. So we read 1 Timothy 4:12, and I think that's often the... I think that's often like a youth group's like go-to message, right? Because, you know, at face value, it says, don't let people look down on you. You know what I mean? At face value, it's like, you're young, but you're great. And that's the mindset and that's the attitude that you should have. But I think sometimes it kind of gets taken out of context a little bit. And if you look at it as a whole, the verse actually, it's someone giving that advice to somebody. It's not exactly a youth proclaiming it. It's someone talking to a younger person, someone that's coming after them in ministry and saying, this is how you should feel. And today, I think we're going to talk about why. I know we're going to talk about why. So I found this poem in college that I've always really appreciated, and I think they're going to throw it up on the thing. It's called The Bridge Builder by Will Allen Dromgoole. I don't know how to say his last name, but that was a good try, I think. And so here's how it goes. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said. There followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him. So I think the way that this really has context for us today with 1 Timothy 4:12 and us having a youth group is that we could only be where we are today as a youth group because of the bridges that you all have built us in this church. And so today, our theme is honor, because I've been talking with the youth, and we wanted to do our best to give you guys a service that really honors you all for building the bridges for us before we come. So, in that essence, I have some speakers that are going to come up, and we have youth testimonies about all the stuff that we got to do this summer. So I'm going to take a second to talk about the camp before they get here, and then they're going to talk about their personal experience of the camp this year. So this year we got to go to, we got to do three camps. We did Disciple, which is a junior high camp, and we did a Mission Week, and we did Day Spring, which is a senior high camp. And for Disciple, the Methodist Church has been going to Disciple for a long time, and it's really good for junior high camp building, building spiritual foundation in your fellowship. So everything we do is rooted around something that draws them back to worship at the end of the night and draws them back and calls them back to the relationship with God. It's a fun camp. It's a very fun camp, but everything is thought out on how it's going to get the kids back into worship in the evening, feeling excited about God. So I've got two girls coming up. This is Olivia Olson and Janae Hubbard, and they're going to talk to you guys about Disciple.
Hi, my name is Olivia.
And hi, my name is Janae.
This was our first year at camp, church camp, and we went to Disciple.
The campground was 1.5 hours away, and it was called Heart of the Hills.
When we got there, we met a bunch of kids from other churches.
They split us up into age groups, and then we met our cabin mates that were also our small groups.
We spent the whole rest of the week with these small groups. And then at night we would come together for total group worship and then meet with our own churches for church chat.
My first favorite thing was rec because we got to meet up with all the other cabins and have fun playing big group games.
My first favorite thing was rec, especially when we went to the pool and had to make a group chant with our teams.
My second favorite thing was morning total groups. Morning total group was the time that we met after breakfast. At total group, we would get to compete in really exciting and funny games like a watermelon eating competition.
My second favorite thing was worship because I really enjoyed learning the new songs and learning how to worship.
Thank you for the opportunity to go to Disciple.
Our next speaker is Connor Mullen. Connor Mullen attended our Youth Mission Week with us, and Youth Mission Week was different this summer. We weren't sure what we were going to be able to do because of COVID. And so where we did have an out-of-state mission trip planned, we actually had to cancel that. But a really awesome opportunity fell in our lap. A church right down the street from us, Hope United Methodist Church, is trying to start a missions program to where they house missions teams from Texas or from Arkansas, out of state, to work locally in Tulsa. So they needed guinea pig churches, and we were the first group that got to do it for them, and it was pretty awesome. And Tanya's group actually just did this like last week as well. So Connor's going to come tell you guys about Mission Week.
Hello, my name is Connor Mullen, and I'm the senior high group of our youth group. This summer, I got to go our Youth Mission Week. This was a good experience because we got to work hard and achieve great things in the name of Jesus. We completed two awesome projects during the Mission Week. Our first project was building a wheelchair ramp for the handicapped household. We worked for about 6 hours and learned how to build the ramp and tasked with bagging carrots to distribute to families. Ethan promised ice cream to the group that bagged the most carrots. My group won. At the end of the day, they told us we bagged about 15,000 pounds of carrots. This mission week was important because we got to learn about. The different needs our community has, then act on those needs. Thank you for providing resources for us to do missions.
Okay, and our last camp of the summer was Day Spring Camp, and we weren't able to get a senior high to a student to represent Day Spring this week, unfortunately. But so I'm going to tell you guys about it. Day Spring has been a long time camp. Like, I think it's like 20 plus years now that the Methodist Church has been involved in, and it's all based around these the lay witness movement. Now, those are like some fancy words for some youth to know, but lay witness, what does it mean? But so we rephrase it for them. It's all about testimony. When you go to Day Spring, your whole goal is by the end of the week to be able to tell your story about how God is moving in your life. And so you practice that in your small group, and you practice that at worship, and you practice that at church chat. And we actually, our group had some pretty incredible conversations in the evening. I don't know if you can tell, the Everett Thompson is the young man in the shades in the front row. He actually gave his testimony to us, and it was really powerful, and it's really good and really strong. So if you guys ever see Everett, make sure to ask him about his testimony, because it's pretty strong. And so that is what Day Spring is all about, and that ended our summer camps. And I'm so thankful to you all for the most incredible thing. We were talking about bridge builders earlier. Christ United Methodist Church was able to send every kid to camp this year for half off. And that's huge. That's incredible. Some of these camps cost $300 at their base value. So being able to send every kid on a half off scholarship, and some of them even just an outright full scholarship, was incredible. So thank you guys so much.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Anna.
So, did you hear about my friend Jack who can communicate with plants?
No.
Sometimes, Jack and the Beans talk.
From camels and pyramids to stallions and mountains, global workers Adam Prey and Kristen Wolf share about the adventures they've had and the challenges they face working with persons of vastly different cultures in Egypt and Iraq. Join us today, August 1st, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in CUMC room 136.
One of the things our students have always looked forward to before going back to school is Youth Week. This is a great time to have some extra fun as well as strengthen their relationships before school resumes. We have an exciting week of fun planned to begin this evening, 6 p.m. Contact Ethan for details.
One of Beethoven's most popular compositions is For Elise, but who was Elise? The All Ears Music Appreciation Society will answer that question today at 2 p.m. in the movie room. We'll watch an interesting documentary and a performance of his Ninth Symphony.
Find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.